It is important to mention the significant growth in cement and concrete shipments in Colombia and the United States. The energy business continued to experience adverse conditions due to the El Niño phenomenon, fuel prices, and variable market effects. The real estate business is an outstanding quarter to the line of urban developments. In regards to the line of properties for sale, Grupo Argosan Concreto have continued to move forward in the process of transferring assets to the Pacte standalone trust. In the port business, we would like to highlight the partnership between Compass and APM Terminals to manage and operate the Port of Cartagena while making investments for its improvement and expansion. At the end of September, Cementos Argos, I'm talking about financial. Grupo Argos, the accumulated incomes increasing of 35%. The total of accumulated year to and belongs to the rental capital. It was $13,000,000,000. The margin of EBITDA was 3%. It's really important. These results are for the realtor movements. Taking account numbers, those numbers are registered here. Slides about poor business. Compass continue to have positive results, among which it's important to mention the signing of a partnership with APM Terminals. The total of the load a marked subsidiary to manage and operate the terminal of Cartagena, APM Terminals will hold a majority stake of 51%. But Compass will be continued to the whole concession holder. Most companies agreed to make investments of $200 million in order to triple the port's capacity. In regards to the operation, container loading has continued to drop to the decreased number of containers in transit to Venezuela. In turn, cargo in bulk has continued to show positive results, particularly in the terminals of Tolú and Buenaventura. The construction of the new terminal of Agua Dulce has continued to move forward as planned and is expected to be completed in the fourth quarter of 2016. On the financial front, Compass revenue at the close of the third quarter 2015 was 116 billion COP, growing 28% compared to the same period in 2014. In turn, year-to-date, EBITDA amounted to 43 billion COPs, up 61%. In the slide number 29, we have the debt to the September 30th. We're at about 73%. On the other hand, and according to a public statement that you're going in our web page, we did the conversion of the bonus, and it was issued in 2012 for every bonus issued to the date. So it's about 519 million. And finally, in the slide 30, you can check the behavior of the value of the portfolio and investments that was from 21.3 billion pesos to September 2014, and now it's 18.6 billion pesos in 2015, which represents back near 13%. This variable thing presents volatility recently prices in La Bolsa. Thank you. Thank you very much for the operator. We're going to start talking with the questions and the answers. In this moment, we remember to everyone that please for ask your question, the asterisk keyboard, and one for asking questions. Three questions. Come first, Luis Carlos Rodriguez. Good morning. Thank you very much for the presentation. The first question is related to the balance. Could you give us an estimated and the decreasing of the debt? And the second one has to do with the incomes of the third quarter. And some, I would like to confirm the 43%. I just wanted to confirm is from Odinsa, but is the number or from where is it? In order to know what about the third quarter. And the increase, we were knowing that the increase was a 40%. Or if it's the 43%, we have that doubt. Thank you very much. Carlos, thank you very much. Well, the first point is as follows. The currency, like per se, we're talking about like our incomes, is in the conversion. And from the point of view of the qualification, it was including like a support. What happens here is that from our point of view of the person who qualifies the system, they don't take it as a support. But talking about the liabilities, we're talking about 17.8 billion or increase for 26.5%. So we're talking about 600 million pesos. Credits in local currency, and that's what we're doing for the acquisition of Odinsa. There is a credit with 100% cover credit taking advantage of a rate really low because we're really proactive sales, and I guess we can save the 50% of the incomes as well. Can you repeat the other questions, please? We're talking about the consolidated of the individual one. Yeah, sure. We're talking about the consolidated one, the one we're talking about billions. In order to understand the decreasing situation here, that is talking about $83,000 billion. If it's just this, the which elements have effect? The same rhythm or is it just the cement business itself? Sure, basically, the increase is explained not only by the incomes, but both businesses are increasing. This has been seen here because we can handle information in a consolidated way. We're talking about, however, you see the defect of the cost in the cement business. It has been working very well and is very important. But in the energy business, as all of the troubles that we have been seeing here, with the thermal of the gas price. I don't know if these centrals have to generate a liquid or with the price that they have been handling from Celsius instead of the next of the results. Because in the end of the day, we have positive results. And that's the most important here too. Okay, and the net profitable, I understood this is part of both situations. So I don't know if they have the same increasing part. We're talking about 105 million pesos to 105. That is my doubt, essentially, to the net total profitable, not only cement or energy. Well, there are two very paramount elements here. They have a participation. Let's remember we're talking about Odinsa as well. They have a reduction or decreasing to talking about September 405 to 480 million pesos. So we're talking about 38,000 million pesos. But in the non-operative, what occurs up there is a higher difference between the three companies. We're talking about energy, we're talking about cement, the supporting part, if you see the information around, well, we see the information in the analyzed way, we see the profitable, and here we can see the third quarter with the support for the acquisition of Odinsa, for example, 5,000 million. So that is an effect that we need to remember, that in general with the companies in the group, we're talking about some bonuses, and those bonuses are transferred to APCs, and there is something that has been increasing per se, and we have been increasing as a group. So that's why we see some changes in the final numbers. That's why we can see as well. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, the next question from Julia Cobb. I would like to you to tell me, for example, the meta, the goal for the third semester and the goal for the fourth semester too. Hello? Sure. The information you already have about the profitable of 2015, 235 million pesos. We have some participation with control participation or 222,000 million pesos and a controlled expense, that is Grupo Argos per se, 576,000, that is the information that we're really precise here. The next question from Alejandro Salsa. Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for the presentation. I have a question according to the Bastia Group. Due to the assets, we are relating, talking about here the generality, which are the commitments, talking about money to the funds, and how could be that upwards program? Well, about the givings, the segment that we have for the next coming years, 350,000 million. And from those 350,000 million for this year, we're going to have a budget of 35 million. And those 35 million, we're going to classify in 60,000 million pesos. And that is an increasing because we have some projects and additional issues to start doing the upwards to this coming year. We're gonna be related to the 150,000 million. And we're talking about 110,000 million. And the other 140 are going to be to the third year, to the fifth year. Okay, thank you. The next question It's coming from Catalina from Porvenir. Good morning. Thank you very much for the presentation. I have a really nice question related to the goals related to the last question, because in the slide number 8 in the presentation, you can show there is a fall in the net profitable 129 million for a participation. I would like to understand in this slide what is related about. I understand is the implementation of ARS, but I would like to know more about it. Yeah, sure. Well, in this increasing of participation, remember, we are including those companies when we have a participation. Well, we're not a controllers per se. So up there, the participation we have, we need to include to the group Sura. For example, the last year, we took information of participation method. We were talking about 459 million pesos, and we're talking about 350 million pesos. So we're going to talk about a decrease of 129 million pesos. In this case, if you see those numbers, we'll see the division. In this case, the more significant number since for 2014 years, the division of participation two is 59 million pesos. In this case, Suramericana was representing 450 million pesos. Some other assets from some other companies. For example, for this year, the value that we have from Suramericana is 450 million pesos to 489 million pesos, which means a decrease of 129 million pesos. However, for September, as in the phone call we were mentioning, we are including until December or DINSA as a way of participation. We're talking about this participation we're allocating to the 489 million pesos. Not only do you see the difference part between the difference of 129,000 pesos, million pesos, or related to the method of participation or according to the previously business itself. And the other one has to be with as follows. It's not only just a number for incomes because of financial activity, or the financial activity comes from 313,000 million pesos, and it's going to become the income, then it's going to be around 87,000 million dollars, I'm sorry, pesos, and those relationships has to be with the consolidated information we already got. For example, the last year, we were talking about 350,000 million pesos, and this year is 111 million pesos. That is related to this part of the custody. So, for example, we have some profits in order to handle them in an individual way. For example, if we talk about the Argos group with individual ones, talking about profitables as well, this year is going to be around 280,000 millions, approx. Okay, cool. Thank you very much. Once again, if you have any question, asterisk one. From Banco BBVA, we have a question. Good morning. Thank you very much for the presentation. I would like to ask a question. The first one is related to the OCF topic. And here, checking the balance, an individual one. Did you have an expectation to check some approx number to see if we are really sure related to the next year? Do we have any consolidated statements or we have any individual statements? Because the net utility of responsibility, what about the net profitability? Do you have the calculation of it as a net value or its individual one? In order to have a very exactly number here in this case. Related to the IFRS, and to know the number of the participation indeed. Well, if you want, let's talk about the capital structure, because there are many important questions. One of the points that we were mentioned was part of the strategy, and according to the portfolio of DIMS as well, of the income of DIMS and checking the allocation of resources. Well, definitely what it does is to have an adjustment and to have enough payment to continue supporting the increasing of the companies of the group and to enhance the level of the supporting and to continue with the strategy that we implemented some months ago. And in addition with that adjustment, that's why we did that our debt use the methodology and make that September today show us in any way the flexibility of our numbers, of our incomes as well. According to the individual results, I guess it's really important to take into account those individual statements are directly affected because of the stability of some important numbers. But, well, we have the advantage of handling that money in a certain way in order to support the enhancing or the growing up of our financial companies and to have enough capital for continue doing some investments procedures. And related to that, you have to take into account that over that value, we need to have a plus and to check some profits that they are not recurrent in the implementation of the business itself, because we have some numbers, currently we have some numbers and we have some extraordinary numbers from the matrix or from the holding in order to talk about something more efficient. So talking about the numbers of the companies, we have to take into account expenses amounts, and we need to guarantee that in the end of every single report, we need to take into account the capability of handling profits and to check receipts and to check supports due to the situation of the company itself. And in this moment, we have no more questions. Okay, we have another question here. Okay, good morning. Thank you very much for this presentation. I have a question related to the strategy, and it's as follows. I think you're aiming to a strategy related more with the incomes, the more often incomes that we are talking about, some of the social, they're related. We're talking about the realtor more than payments or the increase in more than 1 year the real estate. So I would like to talk about how do you say in front the incomes from Grupo Argos. We're going to talk about more recurring incomes or we're going to talk about the total? Well, basically, it's a very good point. Currently, we divide the business itself and that we call, for example, core businesses, the business of energy, cement and confections in textiles. For example, if you realize that you see here the diversity here in this field is very important to us. Because not only Colombia, today 60% of Colombia, we have a domination in more in dollars and with the change of the TRM. And what we are looking for is to give stability related to economic situations, for example, in Colombia's case. Related to energy, at this moment, we are trying to give you a support with the portfolio, with participation not only in Colombia, but having diversity, for example, at Panama and Costa Rica. And on the other hand, the technology way, we're going to start seeing the theoretical part, exertia. For example, punctually related to the energy part, to have a participation in hydro, in thermal, and there are some numbers, not only participation individual, but, for example, in Central America, if you see the numbers, if you see the reports, most of the incomes that we see here historically, they have a really important participation. So those ones are the ones we need to support, and we need to start having a very simple portfolio and to see a diversity, regional diversity handling. Relating to the assets of the portfolios, if you see Fascia here is a line business of renting shopping centers and where we call little spaces for householding, and the sector of retails for natural people as well. And those are incomes that we're going to be profitable in time, and we can apply it to the inflation that we can apply with the current numbers of the property itself. For example, in Fascia, we have some very important participation in Colombia. We're checking the unity in this case and very focused of the incomes for the holding company. And there is the traditional portfolio, as I told you before, which is basically the participation of infrastructure. And at Colombia, we are calling a very stable picture too. Well, we can see this huge overview according to the capital already investment and forward. I would like you to check as the margin of stability that we have, as you can share of the investment capital, which would be your expectations about it. Well, let's say, for example, in this moment, we are in the revision of the strategy because we already saw. We're talking about some points, and our idea is just a return, which is more over the capital cost. And basically, in some companies that, for example, like Fascia or Codimsa, the fact that we are behind them as a promoters of new changes and new profitable things and values as well, so the cost of supporting, because they have just an impact, because they have that part. And the other part has to be with the assets, because currently they are so mature than others. So you need to have clear that for example, we need to take the advantage of the experience of the more mature companies in the group. And there are some elements that we need to start analyzing. And let's see that today, if you can see, For example, the bets that you're doing in these companies is a really best bet investments. If you see the close of the business, the Quito's airport, or you can see a Pacific investments too, there are some availability of resources. So the capital investments in the operation, they're going to be affected, and in a long term, basically, there is going to be a really winning strategy, and more related with the airport's cases. And for example, Luis is 34 to 35 million pesos. We are talking about 35 and 30 more thousand million. So obviously, they have an horizon in a long term, of course, and they're a very important investments as well in this field. Really interesting. I guess you're going to tell us forward how you're going to regulate information and in which part of resources we're going to be here with the resources and to try to divide the behaviors per se. And the holding per se, but thank you very much for your appreciation and your clarification as well. There's something really important that I would like to highlight. More than the enhancing strategies, there are no resources. Because we don't give a guarantee, not even in numbers. Because every single company in its structure has to be something related to the internal ways. And we don't want to, and applies for every single project from the research of the holding as well. Thank you very much. It was very clear, and thank you very much for the conference. Julia Cobb, there is another question here. Hello, good morning. I would like you to tell me, you want to give us a perspective from the year or to identify the expansions or incomes or profitables. Thank you very much. Now, as a policy, as internal policy, we don't talk about this in this term. That's why you have another tool when you can see this information related to results and everything. So, and we prefer handling it in that way. Okay, thank you. And the next question from Herman Zuniga from Bancolombia. Thank you very much. Good morning. I have two questions. Basically, the first one is related to the behavior or EBITDA, and how do you handling the portfolio movement? And the second question is the sale of cement Argos. How do you see the operations in 2016 for this project, and how do you see numbers as well? Well, once again, I guess there are two differences here. What we see here, we have been showing here the EBITDA consolidated, we were analyzing in the last presentation, $1.95 billion. In that behavior, the income is not included in the sale of the operations as EBITDA. So if you see those changes, big part of these changes is because of the results of elements, and basically that what our EBITDA does, a number near to the 7%, but there is not a relevant information to the sale of cements. If you see the information in a separated way, our EBITDA is talking about 448,000 million, do you see the profitable? For example, if you see in cement business, they are really separated. The EBITDA as a group, as individual, is related to the 2014 as well. Okay, thank you very much. And related to the last question you were mentioned, basically what we have been doing, it has just been a little bit of the strategy to enhance the project. We have been working with it some months ago, and to supply all the capital interest that a company has in time with no enhancing supporting things inside the company. In this moment, we have no more questions. You just have the panelists for their final comments, if you have so. Only for telling you, just thank you very much for attending this phone call, because it's very important. We really hope so we can meet each other to the next ending of the quarter, the coming one. Thank you very much, you to all. This is the way how we finish this conference, and thank you very much for the presentation. You can unplug from right away. Thank you very much.